ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, titled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, text number 38. Agastaya Namaskritya.
Agastaya Namaskritya.
Agastaya Namaskritya.
Agastaya.
Sitātmane
Nirpāsanda Sitātmane
Nirpāsanda Sitātmane
Nirpāsanda Sitātmane
Avyatyācha Devanām
Avyatyācha Devanām
Avyatyācha Devanām
Avyatyācha Devanām
Devāya Svāpuram Yayau
Devāya Devaya Svapuram Yayo
Agastaya Namaskritya
Agastaya Namaskritya
Agastaya Namaskritya
Agastaya Namaskritya
Nirpasanda Sitātmane
Nirpasanda Sitātmane
Nirpasanda Sitātmane
Nirpasanda Sitātmane
Avyaktaya cha devanam
Avyaktaya devanam
Avyaktaya cha devanam
Avyaktaya cha devanam
Devaya svapuram yayau
Devaya svapuram yayau
Devaya svapuram yayau
Devaya svapuram yayau
Agastaya.
Agastaya.
Unto one who is beyond the purview of material vision.
Unto one who is beyond the purview of material vision.
Namakritaya. Namakritaya.
Namakritaya.
Offering obeisances.
Offering obeisances.
Nirpa.
Nirpa.
The king.
King.
Sandarshita.
Sandarshita.
Revealed. Atmana.
Atmane.
Unto the Supreme Soul.
Unto the Supreme Soul.
Avyaktaya.
Avyaktaya.
Who is beyond the manifestation of the material world.
Who is beyond the manifestation of the material world.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Devana.
Devana.
Of the demigods.
Of the demigods.
Devaya.
Devaya.
Unto the Supreme Lord.
Unto the Supreme Lord.
Svapuram.
Svapuram.
To his own house.
To his own house.
Yaya.
Yayo, returned.
Translation effectively by Devendra Srila Prabhupada. King Prithu then offered his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Lord of all demigods. Although not an object of material vision, the Lord revealed himself to the sight of Maharaja Prithu. After offering obeisances to the Lord, the king returned to his home. It's a very short purport, so let us hear attentively. The Supreme Lord is not visible to material eyes, but when the material senses are inclined to the transcendental loving service of the Lord and are thus purified, the Lord reveals himself to the vision of the devotee. Avyaktaya means unmanifested. Although the material world is a creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is unmanifested to the material. Maharaj Prithu, however, develop spiritual eyes by his pure devotional service. Here, therefore, the Lord is described as Santarsakatma, for he reveals himself to the vision of the devotee, although he is not visible to ordinary eyes. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnana Jnanashabhaka Chakshurudhiryatam Sri Chaitanya Mahavisam Satyutam Swayam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Bhavani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna So today I'll just quickly give a rundown of this chapter as explained by His Grace Gurujan Prabhu in his unveiling his lotus feet. He's giving a summary of the chapter. So he categorizes the text, you know. We'll quickly see that. And then today we are going to see the Lord and the energies, how it is manifesting. And we, as a tiny, conditioned soul, how we are able to perceive the Lord's energy. And then, we are seeing how the sacrifice of Prithu Maharaj is quite different to some of the sacrifices done by great personalities in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just a quick review for us to understand why Prithu Maharaj is unique and outstanding. You can see that. So, His Grace Gurujan Prabhu gives an overview of this chapter. He says, verse number 1 to 8, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has come to the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj. Okay? And he's talking to the Supreme Lord. He's talking directly to his devotee. This is a scenario where the Lord, in the first 8 verses, he's talking about jnana, knowledge. And then, in the next subsequent verses, which is 9 to 16, the Lord is talking about how one should use jnana and perform his prescribed duties for Krishna's pleasure. Now, a similar kind of pattern exists in Bhagavad Gita, right? Because the Lord is explaining, out of the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the first 6 chapters talk about karma section. The last 6 chapters talks about knowledge. The middle 6 chapters talk about bhakti. So, one should use knowledge and karma, the senses, in the service of the Lord. The same pattern is continuing there. And then, verse number 17 to 31, Indra asks for forgiveness, and then Prithu Maharaj asks for benediction. Here, why is Indra asked for forgiveness? Because this overview has been repeated a few times. Just very quickly I'll run through. Prithu Maharaj wants to do 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. But he was prevented when he finished the 99. The 100th one was prevented by Indra. Right? After he prevented, he was feeling dissatisfied. He was feeling morose. Because he has done something. He's basically not finished. Then, Prithu Maharaj wanted to continue. But under the instructions of Brahma, he said, yes, I'm not going to do it. Because Brahma said, that's fine, you've done 99. You know, what are you going to achieve? You're not going to take up the position of Brahma, position of Indra. So don't worry about it. So he listened to the advice of Lord Brahma. And therefore, Krishna or Vishnu was satisfied. And therefore he gave darshan. So Vishnu came. And then when he came, he brought along Indra with him. right? And he was requesting Prithu Maharaj to forgive Indra. So Prithu Maharaj forgave Indra and also asked for a benediction. What's the benediction he asked? Did he ask for a benediction that he wants a PR? I want a citizenship. I want to be a SAP engineer getting 150k per annum. What did he ask for? A house next to 197 Dan Street? No. He asked for, Lord, whatever you think it's good for me, you please do that in the process of devotion service. Because devotion service, you know better how I should perform. And therefore, you let me know whatever is good for me, you suggest and you guide me accordingly. So that I can do loving devotion service pleasing to you. So that's a very good way. He's asked for benediction. And finally, verse number 32 to 38, Lord responds to Prithu Maharaj's prayers. Because he was quite happy with the prayers, he was quite happy and he was smiling, and then he went back to his abode. And that is the last verse. Now in this verse, of course, it's become a little bit technical. Srila Prabhupada talks about how, see, it's very, very technical. When the material senses, the Supreme Lord is not visible to material eyes. But when the material senses are inclined to the transcendental loving service of the Lord and are thus purified, the Lord reveals himself to the vision of the devotee. Now, in order for this to understand, we should have a picture of Krishna. And we should also have a picture of us. Then only we can understand, isn't it? Because it is a relationship, a loving exchange between Krishna and his devotees. And we should also, we should very clearly understand the position of Krishna. Now, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's completely spiritual in nature. Like how we are material in nature, so Krishna is completely opposite, spiritual in nature. All the energies are coming from him, including this one. All the energies are coming from Krishna. In fact, we can say that the material energy, the spiritual energy, and Aishwarya energy, Sakti, everything is coming from Krishna. So, effectively, we can say that because all the energies are coming from Krishna, who is completely transcendental or spiritual, therefore the energy is all same. Right? By hypothesis. Energy is coming from Krishna. Krishna is completely spiritual. Well, that can be anything. Material energy, spiritual energy. Because it's coming from Krishna, because it's spiritual, therefore all the energies are spiritual and it's the same. But the energies have different potencies. Srila Prabhupada gives a very common example. Like how electrical energy is a common, it's a very, you know, one energy, isn't it? It's coming from. But an expert electrician uses that energy to convert the electrical energy into a cooling place. Now, when the temperature is 35 to 38 today, right? The last couple of days, and it's going to be next couple of days quite warm. So one can use that. Or during winter, when you freeze out, we can use the same electrical energy to warm it up, heating energy. So the same energy, electrical energy, can be used with the help of appliances to either to heat or to cool. So in the same way, Krishna's energy is basically coming from him. It's in one sense all the same, because it's spiritual. But the potency is different. The way we perceive, the way we apply is different. Right? This material world is a manifestation of Krishna's material energy. One of the potencies of the Lord. The material world is manifested and unmanifested. What do you mean by that? See, the Lord's material energy is eternal. But the Lord uses the material energy sometimes to manifest, or sometimes to create the cosmos, the material cosmos, or sometimes the cosmos will not be created. Right now the material world is created, right? We are living in that. And after some time it will be annihilated. And for some time the material world will not exist. And then when Krishna desires, it will manifest, it will be built. So material world will exist for some time, it will not exist. Right? Now, when the material world is existing, the living entities are coming into the material world with their karma. This material world is basically matter. It consists of 24 material elements. It's matter basically. It's a matter. But by the glance of Lord Mahavishnu, glance, what happens? The material energy, Pradhan, becomes Maha, not Prasad, Maha Tattva. Because when you say Maha, the mind goes to Prasad. So it goes to Maha Tattva, where everything starts taking its place, everything starts running. How it starts running? Because of the Lord again, because the Lord's spiritual capability. The Lord enters into every universe He creates. This is one cosmos, one universe. Every universe He enters as Garbhataka Sai Vishnu. He enters and gives life. Otherwise, you know how the universe will work. You know? They say energy, whatever, electrons, protons. Where is the energy coming from? And not only that, the Lord enters into each atom as Sirataka Sai Vishnu. So the Lord has got a big task to perform, and He's performing. That's why everything is in order. Now we as living entities, we are also marginal potency or energy of the Lord. We are also in the material world. Now, in the material world, living entity like us, who decides to serve the Lord, who serves the Lord, who wants to do devotion service, comes under the Lord's internal energy or the Lord's spiritual energy and continues to be in the Lord's spiritual energy, which is beyond the material energy, which is beyond the three modes of material nature. The living entity who decides, yes, I am not going to serve Krishna, it is me and my senses. I want to enjoy this body. Because a body is given and the senses are there, there is some pleasure. I want to enjoy the pleasure by the contact of the senses and the sense object. And therefore, I have decided not to serve Krishna. I have decided not to come to the temple. I want to enjoy my own pleasure with my family, friends, society. My money is meant for my enjoyment. For them, what happens? They come under the Lord's material energy. So, it boils down to the fact that those who are averse, do not have a determination to serve Lord, come under the influence of the material energy or three modes of material nature. So what does the three modes of material nature do? We are spirit soul. It binds and traps the living entity by giving different bodies, 8.4 million species, 8.4 million bodies. Whatever body you want, you go according to your consciousness. There is no way a living entity is going to be free from the clutches of the three modes of material nature. We are bound now. We are right now bound. There is no way for us. Because a soul is supposed to be free. But it is put into a material body because of our desire to enjoy matter. A soul wants to enjoy matter. So the soul is put into a particular body to enjoy matter. This is not Krishna, what Krishna wants. This is what we want. This is our desire, and therefore the Lord has to create this cosmos. Yeah? So having come into this material world, right, we have got a consciousness, right? We have got a senses. We have got a knowledge, working senses, knowledge acquiring senses, and working senses. Five knowledge acquiring senses, five working senses. With that, we are able to perceive whatever things that is around us. Right? Because the things around us is matter. This is matter, everything is matter. So, we see things around us matter, and we perceive things. Now, 24 hours in a day, if I keep on seeing material things, and material things are in my mind, what is my consciousness? It is known as material consciousness. Now, people who have got this material consciousness, Krishna will not respond. Krishna will not reciprocate with them. Is it clear? On the contrary, people are living entities who want to serve Krishna, who wants to gradually come to the temple, do his devotion service, chant his holy name, take prasadam. What happens? The Lord reciprocates with them. But what we are seeing today, why I spoke about all these things, is because today in this verse, Prithu Maharaj is able to have the darshan of the Lord. That means imagine his consciousness. His consciousness is fixed. Prithu Maharaj's consciousness is fixed. And all the time he is perceiving only Krishna conscious or Krishna related objects, sense objects. And therefore his consciousness is purified. And therefore when the consciousness is purified, he is acting under the Brahman platform or as a soul. Because he is acting on that platform, he is able to see the Lord. But right now, we are not able to see. Why? Because we are acting on a combination now, material and spiritual. So slowly as we progress, as we purify our senses, we will be having a darshan of the Lord. But it's a very, very gradual process. So in other words, whatever sense object we perceive around us in a day, that will be in the consciousness. Because in the material world, everything is a mind, basically. Intelligence has got its role, but still mind. In the spiritual world, everything is based on the soul. So in the mind, what happens? The mind is like a mirror. If you take a mind to a green surface, it show only what? Green. If I change it to an orange color, it shows orange. If I put it onto the blue surface, it shows blue. The mind is like that. It depends on where you take it. So the mind has to be taken to Krishna consciousness through spiritual intelligence. Intelligence beyond body. Spiritual intelligence means intelligence beyond body. Then the mind will listen. Otherwise, without spiritual intelligence, the mind will not listen. Because the mind has got its own way. It's like a child. The mind is like a naughty child. It wants to do what it wants to do. Therefore, a naughty child is always corrected by a responsible parents. If the mind is not corrected by the spiritual parent as a spiritual energy, the mind will have its prey, it will have its effect. That's why spiritual intelligence is required on a day-to-day basis to control the mind. If you don't read for 5 days, Prabhu, what will happen?
Done. Finished.
Finished. If I don't eat prasadam for 5 days, if I don't chant Krishna's holy name for 5 days, if I don't associate with the devotees for 5 days, what will happen to me? Will I be under the spiritual energy or material energy? I will be in the sentient pub. Then you will say, Prabhu, who are you? Because we should understand that the material energy is not inactive. It is active energy consisting of the three modes. So it is always like a flux. It keeps on going like this, you know, moving. So the moment you do devotional service, yes. Because devotional service is above the three modes. So material energy is just quiet for some time. The moment you come down, the material energy traps you. It's very active energy of the Lord. So therefore, it's always better, Krishna suggests, that one goes above the three modes. Always fix in Krishna's service. And therefore, the material energy will not trap you or will not bind you, will not give you problem. And what is a practical example of material energy in our body? What is the material energy? In our body, everything is material energy. The gross body and the subtle body, everything is material energy. Especially the mind is a practical example of material energy. So, mind is our enemy right now. Right now, the mind will not allow you to take up Krishna consciousness. Because the mind is filled with previous desires lodged in the mind, in the previous activities, in the previous birth. How will the mind become your friend? Acharyas have explained that one has to go up to the anatta nivriti, nishta, and then ruchi state. Unless one goes to the ruchi state, the mind will be one's enemy. It will drag you down. It will say, hey, look at the movie, it's very good. Look at this place, very good. Look at how much he's drawing. Okay? So we have got a lot of big job to do. Right? Till, that's what Acharya says, at least till nishta, the mind is an enemy. So once you are fixed in Krishna's service, then slowly the mind thinks, okay, I will listen to you. Till such time, mind will say, come on, we'll pull this guy. So there's always a competition between the mind and the soul. Because they're different energies of the Lord. So, we have got a material covering. Right? Our soul, as the fragmental part of Krishna, the tiny part of Krishna, as a soul, we are covered by matter. We are covered by how many layers of matter? Huh? Two layers of matter. One is the gross body and the subtle body. Two layers of matter. So, in my case, I can say that my soul, my body, which is consisting of, you know, the five elements, basic elements, gross elements, and my mind, intelligence, false ego, right? All are different. My body is different, my soul is different to the body. My gross body is different to the mind. My mind is different to the intelligence. My intelligence is different to false ego, everything different. But in Krishna's case, right? Krishna's case, everything is the same, spiritual. Krishna's body, Krishna's mind, Krishna's intelligence, Krishna's senses. Everything is spiritual, everything is the same. And therefore, he doesn't have a problem. The problem is with us. So right now, there's a compatibility situation. We have got a soul that is trapped in the material body, which is a matter, which is a matter. So we are a combination of body and soul. That's why we are known as conditioned soul. We are a combination. But Krishna's combination is everything spiritual. And therefore it works for him. He can do anything he wants. Okay? In our case, my mind will not listen to my intelligence. Always there's a problem. My intelligence will say, come to the temple. My mind will say, don't go to the temple. My intelligence will say, today, Ekadeshi, do 32 rounds. My intelligence will say, my mind will say, you have done 16 rounds, enough. Don't bother. So my, between me, right, within myself, I have this issue. Mind and intelligence. That is why we have this problem. And false ego on top of that will say, don't worry, you are the best person, you are the enjoyer, enjoy. So this is our basic problem. How do we reconcile that? How do we reconcile that? By crossing over the three modes of material nature, which is not easy. Because right now, we are in the sea. We are trapped in the sea. We have to come to the land. So it is a slow process, swimming process. When you come to the land, then you are above the three modes. but it's not easy. The land is somewhere there. We are still swimming. But the good quality is, if one surrenders to the Guru, then the Guru comes with the boat. Then you can reach the land quickly. So surrender of Guru is very, very important. Now, having seen the different energies of the Lord, it's very, very complicated. That's what I'm going in detail about this. Having known the energies of the Lord, from Krishna's point of view, all the energies are coming. From our point of view, we see the energies. But what we should do, how we should perceive ourselves, what we should do is, we should connect back to Krishna, the energy. For example, here, we are in the temple, isn't it? 197 Dan Street. There are two houses adjacent, this side and that side. Now, those houses are not spiritual, right? Is it spiritual? The houses next to us? No. But all the three houses, or all the three buildings, are made up of same brick, cement, wood. The council is giving electricity for the fan to run. Right? There is also bulb. We are not having anything different. It's all material things. But the difference is, because it is used in Krishna's service, everything is spiritual now. There's no material thing now. Everything is converted into spirituality because of connection with Krishna. But these other two houses here, because they are not connected to Krishna, they still exist in the material realm. So that is the thing we have to understand. Anything which is connected back to Krishna is spiritual. Anything which is not connected to Krishna is material. So that is a simple phenomenon we have to understand in our day-to-day life. Now, having understood Krishna's position, Krishna's energy, what does Krishna do for the living entities? Right? Krishna is a deliverer of the conditioned soul, fallen souls who are trapped in the material energy. We are trapped. We don't have any hope at all. There's no hope for us. So Krishna, what does he do? He delivers, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is able to deliver us from this conditioned life. Unfortunately, demigods cannot do this kind of deliverance from the material energy because they themselves are trapped in the material energy. Say, for example, I want to be free. Someone has tied me up. A terrorist has tied me up. He has also tied up every one of you. How can a tied person can remove my ties and free me? It's not possible. So demigods themselves are the material energy. They are tied up. They are in the path of, or in the cycle of birth and death. Only person who can deliver is Krishna, because he is free from the material energy. He is free. He is a master of the material energy. He is a controller of the material energy. Therefore, a conditioned soul cannot liberate other conditioned souls. It's not possible. Even the demigods cannot release us. Only Krishna or his bona fide representative can relieve us from this cycle of birth and death. Krishna and his bona fide representative. What does bona fide mean? Sorry? Speak louder, brother. Bona fide means you should have connected to the parampara system. See this. Parampara, we have got a parampara. Srila Prabhupada is connected to his guru. His guru is connected to his guru. His guru is connected to his guru. Like that. It goes back. So we should try to get connected to the bona fide sampradaya, bona fide spiritual master. Then we have got some hope. Otherwise, you know, there is no hope whatsoever. Okay. Now, considering consciousness. Just a simple example I'll give you for us to understand better. Now, consciousness, there are three kinds of consciousness, you know. Consciousness in the mode of ignorance, then consciousness in the mode of passion and goodness. Now, the goddess Parvati, Shiva's wife, right? She acts as Kali in the mode of ignorance. Same person. For lower conscious people, she acts as a Kali because they want to kill the goat in the mid of a, in the midnight of a new moon day to satisfy the tongue. Therefore, they do this kind of worship to Kali in the mode of ignorance. So she turns as Kali to accommodate the desires of those persons in the mode of ignorance. Now the same person becomes Parvati in the mode of goodness to give benediction to people who want to prosper in life and who want to be good and all that. Now the same person becomes Yoga Maya in the pure goodness. The transcendental goodness, she becomes Yoga Maya. So it is the consciousness which is going to give us different bodies. So consciousness is very important. It's a consciousness, our consciousness, which is going to give rise to different bodies. So if you don't change the consciousness, then what happens? It gives rise to different bodies. Just a couple of weeks back, we had some issues in our house. That is, I could see a small rat coming into the house. Right? Of course, you're taking some prasadam and all that, but the rat was very mischievous. You know? It was going everywhere, going into the kitchen, opening the thing, you know. It's not very good, you know, for offering. For example, maybe it likes sugar or something, you know. It opened the sugar packet, you know, from the paper packet all closed down, and, you know, it leaves its trail of, you know, its whatever it may be, you know, everywhere, and, you know. And it's dirty, basically. So, I was thinking, how do you get rid of it? I'm not expert. How do you get rid? So, I called this guy, you know, the pest controller and all that. Spoke to him. So he came and he was talking, you know, like how we speak Krishna Katha, he was talking rat Katha. He was fully rat consciousness. I tell you, I was thinking, oh, this guy is going to probably, most probably, if he doesn't take a Krishna conscious, he may become rat conscious because he knows everything about rat. Believe me. He said, rat, he doesn't like new places. So anything he said, if you want to track, don't disturb for 1 or 2 days. New places, it hates. Okay. It likes darkness. If there is a light, it will not come. It will go and hide in the darkness. Because it feels that in darkness there is security for it. You know, and things like that, you know. And it's very clever, you know. If you go and eat the food which it likes, not the food you want to eat. You know, it's like that, and things like that we explain. And then we tried, okay, whatever may be, you know, you are good in rat consciousness, fine, picks up, you know. But the price is not easy. It took $250 to take one rat. How much? $250. Then he said, I'll give you 6 months warranty. I said, no, don't bring any rats. And then he put a lot of this rat poison in the roof. I said, not in the house. You know, in the roofs, because sometimes it comes and all that. The reason is, it takes a poison, it goes out to take some water, I believe, you know. So in that way, it goes out and all that. Now, we try to put in a trap. Okay? Now, we put some cheese and all that. I'm trying to explain how, you know, even though it's a tiny living entity, it has got its consciousness, and it's very smart too. It's very tiny, okay? Now, we bought a... I said, I don't have a, you know, the box to trap it. He said, I've got a trap, I'll give you. Okay? He gave a trap and he said, put some cheese and nice cheese and all that, leave it like that, but in a corner where it goes inside. Okay, fine. He left it and he said, make it darker. So he covered and all that. You know, it was very dark and all that. Then I saw it was running here and there, but it's going there also. But it's not, the cheese is missing, but it's not getting trapped. How can it be? Because when I put it the traps. You know, it goes down. But this one, what is it? I don't understand this. Okay. Then again I told it is there. And then, finally I knew where it is hiding most of the time. Because it's in the pantry, where we keep all the spices, you know. All the spices. You know, whatever the dal. And then, I called it, you know, see, you know, please, 1 week is over, what are you going to do? He came and saw, he said, listen, your rat is used to your Indian food. It will not take my poison. Doesn't matter, wherever I put, it will not take the poison. Okay? So, we will try some method and all that. Anyway, this is the best. He said, put one more trap. He gave me one more trap. Fine. Then, one day, you know, I was seeing that the rat was inside the pantry. Immediately, I thought, okay, now I'll close this and we'll take that. So, we covered it. I put some, paper, you know, packings and all that. I put a sticky tape nicely and all that. Then I told him, listen, it is trapped. Can you come, you know? He said, I'm busy, I'll come at 11 o'clock. Right? Then I was busy, you know, work and all that. Now, at 10:45, I thought, let me go and check. The rat has escaped, like a James Bond movie. 15 minutes for this guy to come, and the rat has escaped. It made a hole. It has taken all the, you know, the packings, and it made a hole, small hole, and he escaped. I said, where can I get? This guy escaped. Where is your rat? I said, escape, man. Escape. Then he came and saw. I said, don't worry. Again, it comes to the same place. I will catch it this time. After a few days, again, you know, it came. I saw in the morning, you know, when I get up. First thing is, I'm not looking at Krishna. I'm looking at where the rat is. Just to find out, you know. So morning was here. I was rat conscious. Okay, somehow I have to catch, you know, all this. Material energy is catching me. I have to catch the rat. Yeah? So when I opened the pantry a little bit, the rat was going. I said, this is a place. Now this time I thought I'll be smart. So I took some nice cloth. You know, cloth takes more time. I wound the cloth and put it. Because there's a small gap in the pantry in the bottom. And it's coming and going. You know, it's not a hole. It's a gap. Because here in Australia, everywhere there's a gap. Including in your mind also. There's a gap everywhere. They don't do any proper things properly, you know. There's always gap here, gap there, and the garage is full of gaps, you know. Anyone can come, actually. It is a construction, their construction is like that. But in India, we don't leave any gaps. Okay, even the ant cannot come in India. So anyway, the gap is there. I put, sealed all the gap, I put, you know, tape. He said, listen, next time when you do, don't put paper. It is very, it cannot resist, it cannot come through timber. Put some timber, wood, then it cannot chew like that. Oh, okay, I'll take this knowledge. Okay, I put some whatever timber I got, all these gaps, some packed completely. Then I told him to come. Okay, he came, and then I said, how do you trap? Anyway, he put some thing and all this side. Then I said, listen, don't kill it. That's why I'm giving $250. If you kill it, then I'm not. Because I was holding this $100 a day. You know, advance, 150 I was holding. I said, if you kill, no money. So he was cautious, you know. Of course he was a good guy. So I told him, he said, I have to hurt a little bit so that it will become busy. And then, you know, that's what it is. I said, okay, do it. Because it has taken a lot of maha. So let it be busy, you know, for some time, you know. It's not chanting also. So no problem. So anyway, so he tapped it was giddy. And then he took it and put it into a, you know, big bag. And I said, leave it in the park. Then after half an hour, I ensured that he left it in the park. Okay, that's a condition. Okay, so what I'm saying is, based on the consciousness, now the rat is thinking that he's a owner, correct? I am the owner of the house. The rat is moving around thinking, I developed a few lessons from this, okay, from this rat incident. What I thought is, the rat is thinking that he's a owner. Because he's moving around and taking things, one. Two, I did not write the rat to be in my house, but the rat has come as an uninvited guest, correct? Look at the position, right? I am going to some house and people, they don't like me. How do I feel? But this is the consciousness of the rat. It wants that consciousness, and therefore Krishna has given that consciousness, right? It wants to be in the darkness. It wants to go in a place where it is not respected, where it is not treated. Did you try to understand what I'm saying? This is the consciousness. The rat wants it. And therefore, Krishna has enabled that. The living entity's desire. If the living entity, the rat, thinks that, no, I don't want, I'm suffering, it will not know anyway. If it knows, then Krishna, and if it little bit comes to Krishna, then Krishna can change the direction. But unfortunately, the consciousness is not elevated for the rat. And therefore, it's struggling. It's not only that, it keeps changing. And if the rat sees a cat and is scared at the time of death, it becomes a cat. And so on. Consciousness. whatever consciousness you have at the time of death. So therefore, our consciousness should be Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness. At least we'll try to get that. Because if you don't have that consciousness, then again, we have a material consciousness and we come back as a rat or a cat. Sorry, state of affairs. Right. So, now, why we are talking all this is, Prithu Maharaj consciousness is such elevated. Look at the rat consciousness and look at Prithu Maharaj consciousness. Both are living entity. But in the one in the mode of ignorance and other one is in the mode of pure goodness. Consciousness, pure and pure consciousness, is able to see Krishna through his eyes. Because his eyes are not material eyes, it's spiritual eyes. As long as our senses are not engaged in Krishna service, the material senses, it will be material, therefore we get one more material senses. But if the senses are spiritual, then we get spiritual senses. So Prithu Maharaj, by his activities, by his deeds, he was able to purify the senses and therefore he was able to see Krishna directly with his material eyes. It's not so material, it's a purified eyes. That's what Srila Prabhupada is explaining there. So, having understood this, very quickly, you know, we'll see the different austerities performed by different personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam and compare with Prithu Maharaj and see why Prithu Maharaj austerity is the greatest. It's the topmost. It is. You'll see that. Prithu Maharaj, he did all the activities, sacrifices, everything, not to please himself, but for the pleasure of the Lord. And therefore, he did not have any bindings. See, his activities are constant. He was not fluctuating. One day I'll chant 16 rounds, next day I don't feel like boring. You know? I don't feel like it's boring. It's not like that. It's constant. And then everything is directed towards Krishna. And he did not have any personal motive. Everything is directed towards Krishna's pleasure. It's very hard though, the level. But still, we have to see, you know, we have to come to that some point to rise up this to this occasion. And that was his consciousness. And therefore, Vishnu also responded to his qualities and to his deeds and his actions. You know, Lord Vishnu is able to respond. Today, we are going to see other personalities. So before I go, I just want to ask you people, is there any other personalities you think which I am thinking of? Or in other words, are you my mind reader, what I've got? Or there are many examples also. I picked up a couple. I just thinking, you know, from your point of view, you know, which one do you think? There are many persons that perform many austerities on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So which one, Mataji? Which one do you think? You, Mataji?
Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj did austerity.
Dhruva
Maharaj, good. But obviously, you know, it's coming in that line. So I did not take Dhruva Maharaj. Because it's coming in that line. Any other? Prabhu, Prana Prabhu. What is austerity? Different austerities, different personalities, did in Srimad Bhagavatam. I didn't take Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu also did in the mode of ignorance. Yeah, that is good, Prabhu. That's good. Anyone else?
Prahlad.
His life is on the austerity. No. See, what you have to understand is the question is, I put Prithu Maharaj on the top scale. So whom you are selecting should be down there. You should have some material desire. Because all you are saying, of course, Prabhu is correct by saying Hiranyakashipu. So the person whom, Mata is also correct because the Dhruva Maharaj has some material desire. But the person I have selected has got strong material desire. Then only I can compare, right? How can I compare Prahlad Maharaj with Prithu Maharaj? Because both are almost on the same level, right? Kardamamuni in one sense he had a material desire, but it is not. Okay, anyway, what I.
Little
bit. That's it. I'll give a hint. I'll give a canto by, let us see. One from 9th canto. And two from 10th canto. 9 and 10th canto. Premier, it's okay. I picked up. Surprising when I say the name. I never thought. Yayati. Strong, lusty desire. Do you know Yayati's story? He has done everything to his level, mostly wrong. Okay? Because Yayati was the son of, first of all, Yayati comes under the Pururava dynasty. Pururava. Pururava is known for lusty desires, correct? Prabhu, correct? Pururava and Urvashi. Pururava wants to enjoy not with a material lady, but with a damsel. Look at this. Because he says, what is the enjoyment of the material lady? I want a heavenly lady to enjoy. Pururava is coming from his dynasty. Okay? But later on, all have become devotees. But we are talking about the pre-devotional life. That is Pururava. He is coming under the dynasty. And we are talking about Yayati today. Yayati's father, Nahusha, he is another lusty person. Pururava is lusty. Nahusha is lusty. And Yayati is also lusty. Now what he has done is, Yayati's father, Nahusha, he had a relationship with Indra's wife. Indrani. Shashi. Indrani. Indra's wife. Illicit relationship. And therefore, he was cursed to become a python. A snake. And therefore, he could not rule. So he requested his first son. He went, renounced. He went for renunciation. Yati. And then they asked Yayati. He said, yes, I'll take over. Because it's a good environment for him to enjoy, as a king. So Yayati was very lusty in the thing, because he wanted, there was some incident where, I'm not going into it, it's a big story, twisted story. Yayati story we can have one Bhagavatam class. It's a very big one. But anyway, making the big story cut into short one. Yayati happened to marry Devayani, who is a daughter of Sukracharya. See, in the Vedic system, what happens is, there is a caste, there is a Varnashrama Dharma, where Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, that is a hierarchy. A Brahmin lady will never marry a Kshatriya man. But a Brahmin man can marry a Kshatriya lady. You understand the connection? Because the Brahmins are always on the top. Here, Pururava was a Kshatriya, king. He married the son of Sukracharya, who is a guru, who is a Marama. And that is a wrong thing. And then it so happened that the king at the time, during the time of Yayati and the neighboring king, had a daughter who is Sharmishta. And there was a quarrel between Devayani and Sharmishta. And Sharmishta became Devayani's maidservant. King's daughter became Sukracharya's daughter's maidservant. Now, Yayati had a relationship with also Sharmishta. Because Sukracharya warned, you have to follow some etiquette, He said, yes, but he has to. He had an illicit affair with Sharmishta. So, he was cursed to become old and invalid. Sukracharya is very powerful. He said, now you are not following any of my instruction. Okay? Therefore, you deserve to become old. Now when you are old, how can you enjoy lusty feelings? Then what he did was, he became old, but his desires are still there in the mind. This is what Krishna consciousness is very important. Because Krishna consciousness, what happens is, because Krishna is completely pure, whoever comes in contact with Krishna, their material desires will be completely eradicated. One will become pure, free from material desires. So the desire will be only to serve Krishna. The mundane desires will be eliminated. One who is in process with this, Krishna conscious system. That's the process, the very system. Because Krishna is both antiseptic and prophylactic. Anyone who comes to Krishna, there is no metal infection. And the future infection will be stopped. Because prophylactic, it's like a, you know, like an injection you put to prevent something, malaria, like that. So Krishna is not only antiseptic but also prophylactic. Completely spiritual. And therefore, one will be cleansed of the material disease. It will become free. Cheto Darpana Marjana. By chanting, all the material disease will be dislodged. So the story goes like that. Then he became old. The desires are there to enjoy. But the body cannot enjoy. Because the body is constantly changing. This is our very big phenomena. Important phenomena. Krishna explains in the second chapter, right? The body is constantly changing. Yes? Agree, correct? How old are you now? 7. Do you remember when you were a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, you did not talk to me and now you are talking to me? Remember? I remember. So when he was young, he doesn't talk. He had a young body. Now he has got 7 year body. Now, how old are you, Krishna? 9. You will also get this body, right? 9 years. But what will happen when you get 9 year old body? What will happen to your 7 year old body?
It will go away.
Your body will go away, changing constantly. So the body which you have this moment, that will also change. Krishna is explaining that. Therefore your spirit soul is not permanent. And the final change is death. So it takes another body. The soul takes another body. This is known as the process of transmigration. Everyone in this room, we are constantly changing bodies. In the past birth, we would have had some other body. Man's body, women's body, dog's body, cat's body, fish body. There are bodies given by the material energy. But we are spirit soul, different from the body. This is a point Krishna is emphasizing throughout Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, as a soul, your prime duty is to serve Krishna. As a soul, what material work do you do? If you realize that you are a soul, your job is to serve Krishna. Jivere Sorupoi, Krishnere Nityadas. Only because you have a body, you got material disease. So Yayati had this problem. So what did he do? He went to his children from the Devayani. Both the children said, no, we want to enjoy. Then he went to the children of Sharmishta, one of the last child, the young child, Puru. He said, yes, Gandhi, no problems. You take my young body, I'll take my old body. I take your old body. Then, again, his desire was so much that he was enjoying for many years. And then he thought, what is this? And then he's the one who said that. The lust is like pouring ghee into fire. The lust of a person, the enjoyment, the desire to enjoy is like a fire. When you pour ghee into fire in the yajna, what happens? It apparently looks that the fire is going to stop. When you put a ghee, it looks that yes, the fire is going to stop. No, it comes out with a bigger flame. It burns more. So you should not feel lust. It becomes more and more. And then it becomes like a big demon, uncontrollable. Then you will be reduced to the lower state consciousness, like the rat. This is how the material energy is doing. It degrades the consciousness. There is no way that material consciousness or material energy is going to elevate you. Only Krishna consciousness can elevate you. Because it is working beyond the three modes. Krishna consciousness always like a pulley. It will pull you up. Material consciousness is always like a law of gravity. It will pull you down. No matter what you are. If the nature of material world is to pull you down. Okay? And then what happens? Yayati got from Puru what he realized, and then he said, no, it is pointless. So he said, there's no point in putting, you know, ghee to the fire, it burns more. Therefore, the best thing is to detach. No more feeding of the senses. Why do you feed material sense object into your senses? Feed Krishna, become pure, and go to take up Krishna consciousness. So he took up Krishna consciousness seriously, and then he was liberated from the clutches of material nature. And Yayati is right now with Krishna. Then the second story, second incident, what I thought is the Nirga, the 10th candle. Nirga, he was a very charitable king. He wants fame. He was trying to give charity after charity because he gets a good name and fame. But accidentally what he did, when he gave 10,000 cows to one Brahmana, another 10,000 to another Brahmana, he accidentally one cow from the first Brahmana cow moved into the second Brahmana's area. And that guy took that Brahmana. And then this person said that, I want that cow. And second Brahmana said, I will not give the cow. So one cow, both Brahmanas are fighting for one cow. They've got 10,000 cows. Okay. They don't want the 990 them, but the one cow they want. So he said, I'll give you 100,000 cows for this replacement of one cow. They said, both Brahmanas, so I want the same cow. Then Nirga at that time, if you take a Brahmana's property, it's very, very serious. Right? Very, very powerful. So because the Brahmana said, it's my property, you're not capable of giving. You are playing tricks on me. Therefore, you become a lizard. King, he did not do any sin. He just, accidentally a cow went. And he has to suffer. Because this is karmakanda activities. All karmakanda activities are degrading. It will give pleasure now, but later on suffering. So, what will he do? He become a lizard. Then Krishna, while Krishna's cowherd friends were playing, in that area, the friend said there is one lizard there, and Krishna came and touched with the left hand. Krishna's hand was keep on becoming bigger and bigger. It was because of a big hole, big well. Then Krishna touched the lizard, and then he became a demigod body. Because he saw Krishna, he got a demigod body. But he doesn't want to go back to Godhead. He doesn't want to do devotional service. He wants to enjoy. So Krishna gave him a demigod body. Go and enjoy. Because Krishna reciprocates based on our desire. As we spoke earlier, if some living entity doesn't want to serve Krishna, he is not going to pull your hand. Hey, come this side. Come to the temple. He will say, go to the material energy. Material energy, take care of it. So, if someone does Krishna consciousness, they will be the transcendental energy. Even on a day-to-day basis. Today evening, if I am not doing Krishna conscious, I will be thrown into the three modes of material nature. It is not that as a devotee, I am always in the three modes. Please don't have that assumption. I am a devotee, trying, aspiring devotee. Today morning, I am in the spiritual energy. Evening, if I am not in the spiritual energy, I will be thrown into the three modes of material. This is how Krishna's energy is working, not Krishna. So therefore, we have to make sure that all the time, we should be spiritual. So karmakanda activities means degrading. It will have an effect later. You may apparently seem to be happy, but later on problem. And the last one I thought was Yagi Brahmanas in the 10th canto, where they refused to give food to Krishna. When Krishna's friends came, Krishna's feeling hungry, Krishna and Balarama, can you give your food, your offering to the Lord? The Yagya Brahmana are foolish. Yagya, who is the enjoyer of all the Yagya? Bhoktara Meghna Tapasam, Krishna. So when Krishna is asking food, they said, I will not give. Because they were so much caught up in their, captivated by their karmakanda activities. To become, they have some desire. I want to buy a Mercedes car, so I want to pray. Like that. I want a house and all that. Everything in the world is temporary. Sooner or later, one will be snatched from you. It is not that you are going to have things forever. This body is temporary, therefore the things you acquire is also temporary. Sooner or later, it will be taken away from you by force. It's just a matter of time being. So, but the Yagic Brahmanas' wives are devotees of Krishna. They said, take the food, why? Take everything. They said, we don't care about the husband. Take everything to Krishna. Because the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So take it away. And these Yagi Brahmanas, they did not even go to see Krishna because they were scared of Kamsa. Because Kamsa will come and harm us. But these wives of Yagi Brahmanas, they did not care. Let Kamsa come, anyone come. We want to see Krishna. Today the weather is 38, doesn't matter, I'll go to the temple. The road is blocked, doesn't matter, I'll park my car and come. No electricity power. Okay, I have to shout more. Yes, we'll come for the class. We should be there. Alright? Okay. Thank you very much. I will stop here. If there are any quick comments, quick question, we'll try to get it. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Nithai Gaurav Premam.